Jasher chapter 74. In the end of years died Saul king of Edom, and Baal-Canaan the son of Achbor reigned in his place. In the 16th year of the reign of Moses over Cush, Baal-Canaan the son of Achbor reigned in the land of Edom over all the children of Edom for 38 years. In his days Moab rebelled against the power of Edom, having been under Edom since the days of Hadad, the son of Bedad, who smote them and Midian, and brought Moab under subjection to Edom. And when Baal-Canaan, the son of Achbor, reigned over Edom, all the children of Moab withdrew their allegiance from Edom. And Angeas, king of Africa, died in those days, and Asdrubal his son reigned in his stead. And in those days died Janius, king of the children of Chittim, and they buried him in his temple, which he had built for himself in the plain of Canopia for a residence. And Latinus reigned in his stead. In the 22nd year of the reign of Moses over the children of Cush, Latinus reigned over the children of Chittim 45 years. And he also built for himself a great and mighty tower, and he built therein an elegant temple for his residence, to conduct his government, as was the custom. In the 3rd year of his reign, he caused a proclamation to be made to all his skillful men, who made many ships for him. And Latinus assembled all his forces, and they came in ships, and went therein to fight with Asdrubal, son of Angeas, king of Africa. And they came to Africa and engaged in battle with Asdrubal and his army. And Latinus prevailed over Asdrubal. And Latinus took from Asdrubal the aqueduct which his father had brought from the children of Chittim, when he took Jania, the daughter of Uzai, for a wife. So Latinus overthrew the bridge of the aqueduct and smote the whole army of Asdrubal a severe blow. And the remaining strong men of Asdrubal strengthened themselves, and their hearts were filled with envy, and they courted death, and again engaged in battle with Latinus, king of Chittim. And the battle was severe upon all the men of Africa, and they all fell wounded before Latinus and his people. And Asdrubal the king also fell in that battle. And the king Asdrubal had a very beautiful daughter, whose name was Ashpezena. And all the men of Africa embroidered her likeness on their garments on account of her great beauty and comely appearance. And the men of Latinus saw Ashpezena, the daughter of Asdrubal, and praised her unto Latinus their king. And Latinus ordered her to be brought to him. And Latinus took Ashpezena for a wife, and he turned back on his way to Chittim. And it was after the death of Asdrubal, son of Angeas, when Latinus had returned back to his land from the battle, that all the inhabitants of Africa rose up and took Annibal, the son of Angeas, the younger brother of Asdrubal, and made him king instead of his brother over the whole land of Africa. And when he reigned, he resolved to go to Chittim to fight with the children of Chittim, to avenge the cause of Asdrubal his brother, and the cause of the inhabitants of Africa. And he did so. And he made many ships, and he came therein with his whole army, and he went to Chittim. So Annibal fought with the children of Chittim, and the children of Chittim fell wounded before Annibal and his army. And Annibal avenged his brother's cause. And Annibal continued the war for 18 years with the children of Chittim. And Annibal dwelt in the land of Chittim and encamped there for a long time. And Annibal smote the children of Chittim very severely, and he slew their great men and princes, and of the rest of the people he smote about 80,000 men. And at the end of days and years, Annibal returned to his land of Africa, and he reigned securely in the place of Asdrubal his brother.